Tuesday and Wednesday, Parshas Vayera, Shir 395. There was once a tumult in the city of Vilna. Reb Chaim Moses Zechron Levracha was the Rav. And there was another Rav that some other people appointed. And Reb Chaim Moses wanted to make Shalom with this other Rav. He wanted everything to be B'Shalom. This Rav wasn't a regular Haredi Rav. But Reb Chaim Moses felt that it's Kedai to be B'Shalom with him. The Chazon Ish, who was much younger, held that it was improper, but he didn't say anything to Reb Chaim Moser. Rather, he sent his brother, his older brother, Amir Karelet Zuchayn Levracha, to the Chavetz Chaim, that the Chavetz Chaim should tell Reb Chaim Moser not to make Shalom with this other Rav. Because it's going to hurt the other Rabbonim who are Charedim, it's going to hurt their standing in the Kehila. Throughout the life of the Chavetz Chaim, Reb Chaim Moser did not make Shalom, he followed what the Chavetz Chaim told him. But after the Chavetz Chaim was Nifter, Reb Chaim Moser did make Shalom. And the Chazon Ish said, this is the Chazon Ish talking, he said he didn't tell Reb Chaim Moser anything. Why? Because Reb Chaim Moser is the Gadol Hadar, and you don't tell the Gadol Hadar what to do. The Chazon Ish is teaching us a Davar Neir, an amazing thing. He held it was wrong, and the Chazon Ish was an Adam Gadol in his own right. And the Chavetz Chaim held it was wrong. But the bottom line is, Reb Chaim Moser was the Gadol Hadar, paskin that it was correct. And even though the Chazon Ish disagreed, and even though the Chavetz Chaim disagreed, as long as the Chavetz Chaim was alive, the Chavetz Chaim took care of it. Once the Chavetz Chaim was nifter, you don't tell the Gadol Hadar what to do.